Hello, everyone, and welcome to our tip of the day. This is ENVP Linda Parker. We have a very special guest with us. ENVP Tracy Gatchell is a top 20 income earner. She has an amazing business, and I'm so excited for her to share today. So, Tracy, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Hey, Linda, and thank you, everybody, and thank you for inviting me to share with you today. So I want to encourage you to read. So what is open right now on your coffee table with your bookmark in it? What are you working on? I usually have several different books on the go at any one time. And as things get busy over this next month, I want to make sure that you make time to stop and continue to grow as yourself. Because remember, your business can't outgrow you. So your business will grow to the extent that you work on yourself and you continue to work and grow. And so this is especially important if you're feeling stuck in any area of your business. The good news is you can change just about anything you want by taking responsibility. So if your calendar's empty, if you find that this time of year your parties are constantly canceling or you have low attendance or low sales, these are things that you can control with practice and working on skills that can change that. But not until you change. So the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, hoping for a different outcome. So you have to tweak something, read something, try again, do something slightly different if you want a different result. So maybe you are doing everything correctly and perfectly, but you're working with the wrong people. Your audience aren't the right people for Avon. Or perhaps it is the right people, but you need to tweak something in how you say it. And the hard part is sometimes in how we show up, we don't see it in ourselves. Somebody else sees it, but we don't see it. We think we're doing everything perfectly. We're using the right wording. We're saying it with confidence, but really we're not. And so the way that we find that is by educating ourselves and reading. So we hear all through Avon 30 minutes of reading every day, and I think that's one of the things that is easy to drop out of a busy schedule, and especially as we get busy, but it's one of the things that makes the biggest difference in our business. So I was perusing my bookshelf. I feel like I could open a small library. And we had a training in November, and I started writing down some of the titles that I have on my bookshelf that I refer back to regularly. And I realized that I have at least 19 leadership books by John Maxwell. Because when I started my business, I wanted to be an effective leader, and I didn't have that skill set. I knew that if I wanted to be a national vice president, I was going to have people follow me, and I was going to have to be willing to be a leader to them. But I didn't know what that looked like. I didn't join Avon with that skill set, so I needed to learn. So I read. So here are some of the titles that I have by John Maxwell. This would make a great Christmas present, or if people are asking you what you want for the holidays, any one of these books would be a really great suggestion. So I read Developing the Leader Within You, The 360-Degree Leader, Laws of Leadership, Your Roadmap for Success, Leadership Goals, The Leader's Heart, Developing Leaders Around You, Developing the Leader Within You, Winning with People, Becoming a Person of Influence, The 21 Indispensable Qualities of a Leader, The 17 Essential Qualities of a Team Player, The Difference Maker, The Right to Lead, Leadership 101, Attitude 101, Ethics 101, Make Today Count, How Successful People Think, Failing Forward. So these are all, you know, what are you reading? What is your bookmark stuck in right now? What are you working on to make yourself better at this business? And where do you need help? Right now, I am rereading what I consider to be a classic, one of the first books that I ever read 10 years ago in Avon because I felt like I needed it. And it's strange that all the way through my business, this is a book that I come back to and refer to over and over again. It doesn't seem to be something that you ever get past. And so one of my favorite books is Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway by Dr. Susan Jeffers. I've read this several times, and I've read several books on fear, it appears, lately. Things like Daring Greatly by Brené Brown and Fading Forward, which is also a John Maxwell book, and this Susan Jeffers book. So the reason I'm reading on fear is because I have noticed in my business that one of the biggest indicators of how well you will do is your ability to handle fear of something new. So it doesn't matter how successful you have been in any area of your life, whenever you try something new, it's fearful to you. So you could be the most successful politician or brain surgeon, but if you now have to compete on Dancing with the Stars, you're going to be scared because that's not something that you've practiced and been good at. So it follows that when we start in Arbonne, this is something new for us, and it's going to bring up fear. How people handle fear as they grow their business is going to be the biggest indicator of how far they get and if they quit or not. So here's something that I really saw. So I'm reading the book that makes you, whatever you're focusing on, it is what you tend to see. And so the lessons that I learned in the book, I saw in action this week at a party. So this was a real party, not an Arbonne party. There sometimes think there are no other kinds of parties, but this was just a social party. But a friend was asking everybody to a premier jewelry party. So you may feel like you are fearless. You may feel like you have someone on your team. They're absolutely fearless. They talk to everybody. There's no fear in this person. But it depends how they talk to people. It's not just talking to people. It's a fear maybe of vulnerability. So for me, I had a fear of just talking to people, period, about anything. Other people I witness are fearless in talking to people, but they're fearful of being vulnerable and connecting with people. So I want to see if I can use this example to explain this to you. So the friend was inviting everyone to her premier jewelry party this weekend, and she was working the room full of people asking everybody, but she was saying, I'm having a premier jewelry party on Saturday. And you know what? It's really okay if you don't come. I did this like deal or no deal game where I opened the envelope. I didn't want to open the envelope, but my daughters really wanted to open the envelope because there could have been a free gift inside. And so I was telling them, if we have to host a party, I don't want to do that. Well, anyway, don't you know, they open the envelope. I have to host the party, so I'm doing it on Saturday. I just threw that date out there, and, you know, it's fine if you don't come. I know everyone's really busy. So, and you know what, I don't think anyone's really coming. So it's okay. Don't feel bad if you don't come. And I'm like, that's just brilliant. I hope she's never hosting for me. But I was planning perhaps on attending the party. I was feeling like I could be supportive. But after that invite, following up her e-invite, I mean, I don't have time. There's plenty of other things that I could be doing. I'm not going to go. And she's not going to feel offended. She has nothing in skin in the game. So she was fearless in inviting everybody, but she was making sure that if we didn't go, she was protecting herself from being vulnerable or feeling rejection. So fearless is really putting yourself out there as you, not as somebody else, but fearing someone rejecting you and telling you no. So had she asked in a way that was fearless, she would have said, and having a party on Saturday night for premiere, it would mean the world to me if you would come along and be supportive. Now if I say no, she risks the feeling of, she's risking herself of feeling rejected. So it's not about being fearless and talking to everybody. It's about being fearless enough to connect with people and be vulnerable to perhaps someone saying no. But more people, if she'd asked me like that, then I would have gone because I was planning on going and being social. So I hope that explains fearfulness a little bit better. It's fearfulness is stepping out of your comfort zone, connecting with people without worrying about their response, doing the right thing for them. So there's five truths of fear. Fear will never go away as long as you continue to grow. I'm sorry. So fear will never go away as long as you continue to grow. Because as you grow, you're going to be doing something new, and that's going to be fearful. The only way to get rid of fear of doing something is to go out and do it. That's number two. Number three, the only way to feel better about yourself is to go out and do it. Number four, the only way I'm ever going to experience fear, I'm always going, oh, my goodness, sorry. Number four, not only am I going to experience fear whenever I'm on unfamiliar territory, but so is everybody else. And five, pushing through fear is less frightening than living with the underlying fear that comes with feeling helpless. So whether you want to read one of the leadership books I suggested, or maybe you want to go read a little bit on fear, I suggest this year putting this on your wish list for, so when people ask you what they can get you for the holidays, name a book and start growing and investing in yourself. So thank you, Linda.
Tracy, that is so good. I think that's such a key component. So that was awesome. What an incredible tip. So everyone, you're probably going to want to listen to this one again and again. And, you know, it's so funny because Tracy and I grew up together. I was a district when she was sponsored in this business, or actually maybe an area when she joined my business. But it's so amazing to see the growth of her and her business. And we grew right along together. And we want to encourage you that if we can do it, you can do it too. So thanks for listening to the tip of the day. And don't forget to make someone's day. Thank you.